Okay, welcome. Very excited to introduce you to our number one draft pick last night, Trey Waynes. I know I spoke about him a little bit last night. I know Coach Zim spoke about him as well, and Coach Zim will have a few words right after me. The one story that I kind of wanted to share that kind of hit on this morning to tell you what type of character and what type of person Trey Waynes is. I got a text this morning. My brother-in-law and my wife's whole family lives in Chicago, and my brother-in-law has a real close friend that went to the draft party as well last night, and his daughter went in for cleft palate surgery. And sure enough, on Tuesday, Trey Waynes was at the children's hospital and spent 15 minutes with his child before she went into her operation. And they sent me a picture of Trey with his baby as it was getting ready to go in. And I don't even know the person but wrote the nicest letter or nicest tweet to me on what a first-class individual that Trey Waynes is. So I know what he can do on a football field. I know what kind of family he comes from. And right now I know what kind of person he is. And we expect that's what we want when we're drafting Minnesota Viking players. So you'll get an opportunity to hear from him here in a few minutes. Just touch real quickly on tonight. Very excited about the opportunity to get some more good players tonight. I know last night was a little bit of a conventional type draft, but I expect today there will be a lot more moving than probably you guys seen last night. So we're very excited about where we're at and very excited about adding some more players to this roster. So now I'd like to introduce our head coach, Mike Zimmer.
I talked last night about the importance of the kind of character that players that we have here. I want to make sure that guys that we bring in to this organization are people that our fans can be proud of, how hard they work, what kind of people they are in the community, how good they want to be in the way they want to study and the way they want to work and prepare, and how bad that they want to win. And Trey is definitely that type of person. You go back and you look at our picks from a year ago with Teddy and Anthony and now Trey. All these guys are all the same kind of character people, and it will bode well for the future of the Minnesota Vikings and for the rest of our organization. But Trey, he's got... It's hard to find really good corners in the draft nowadays. It seems like everybody with great athletic ability are playing offense and they're wide receivers and the way the ball's being spread around in college. And so for us to get a guy that has size, which is important to me, outstanding speed, 4.31 in the 40, excellent ball skills, great competitor, big heart, those things are all really important. So we're extremely excited to get him here next week for the rookie mini camp and put him to work. And then all this media stuff will be over. It'll be time to get to work and do football. Okay. All right. So without further ado, Trey Waynes.
First, I would like to, thank Rick Spielman, Coach Zim, and the Will family for giving me this opportunity. And, like you just said, I'm ready to get back to work and get over all this media stuff.
What's the last 24 hours been like?
It's been hectic. I was really anxious and, ready to get this process over. But, after I got that call, I was finally able to breathe a little bit and, then I realized I'll finally be able to, start this new journey.
Why do you think you're a good fit for the Vikings?
Coach Zim's a DB guru, and, he told me earlier him coaching me at Pro Day was nothing, and he was coaching me pretty hard, and, I'm really excited to see what type of player he can turn me into, and hopefully I can help make an impact on this defense.
Trey, where did your style of play come from? You know, that physical style of play. I know you played a little bit of linebacker in high school, but how did that kind of get instilled in you to play like that?
Just having that edge. You know, I've always, you know, enjoyed tackling people, and you know, that just got brought out even more when I was at Michigan State, just by the coaching. You know, Coach Barnett always emphasized bring that dog out, let that other guy out on the field, and you know, we practiced tackling and we did hitting drills more than anything else, and you know, that's something they instilled in us.
You've obviously seen plenty of Packer games, Lions games, Bears games. The Vikings talk about bringing you in to defend against some of those great NFC North receivers. What have you thought when watching TV? Ever think I can stop these guys? And are you going to, like, start watching lots of tape on those guys now, or what exactly?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's something I'm definitely going to start doing. You know, I really got to get in the film room, especially with those bigger guys. But, you know, I'm excited. You know, I embrace competition. And, you know, just going against great guys like that is going to make me better as a player anyways.
Trey, have you had a chance to really kind of look at some of the guys you'll be playing with yet? As the dust settled, Xavier Rhodes and a few, Harrison Smith, a few of those guys. And
yeah, you know, some of those guys I'm familiar with, like Harrison Smith. He sent me a text last night, and you know, some other guys that I'm with the same agency with, so I know a couple of them.
On that pro day with Zimmer, what were you able to retain technically that he likes to hound on?
Oh, he's a hard coach. And, you know, that's something, you know, that's something I enjoy. And, you know, Deion even harped on it yesterday. He had mentioned, you know, what kind of coach he was. And, you know, that's something I enjoy because, you know, I know overall that's going to make me a better player.
Did it benefit you having to, you know, wait a couple of years at Michigan State before you finally got your chance to start?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it helped me. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, once I finally got thrown into the fire, you know, it all worked out, and you know, I took advantage of the opportunity.
What did Michigan State do? You know, in an era of offense, somehow they've had this unbelievable defense. How did you benefit from that, and what do they have going there that they're able to do that?
This is a character thing. The type of players they recruit there, you know, is big on them. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to have, you know, really good players ahead of me, like, you know, Quez, Johnny Adams, Chris Rucker, and then even being able to play with a lot of great players as well. And, you know, that helped me develop as a player.
And a couple times in the past 24 hours, how much have you talked with him, you know, whether it's about Zimmer or whether it's about just coming to the Vikings and transition to NFL?
Not much, but, you know, last night he definitely made it a point to bring up Coach Z.
Right, I know your dreams are coming true and you would have played anywhere, but coming back to the Midwest, I mean, actually being from Wisconsin and coming here to Minnesota, what does that speak to you, and how important is that this is kind of your home?
It means a lot. You know, it's really big just for a family standpoint. You know, they're going to be able to come to a lot of my games and not have to travel across the country just to see me play. And, you know, my parents, they're not really big on flying, so, you know, this is only a short drive away. No.
You know, growing up, that you paid a lot of attention to?
You know, I think that goes back to, you know, the question earlier, why, you know, I like, you know, being aggressive. Just the type of players I watch. I watch, like, Bob Sanders, Sean Taylor, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, you know, those type guys. And, you know, growing up, I never really, you know, paid too much attention to corner because, you know, that's something I never really played until I got to my junior year in high school.
You watch Terrence Newman at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Have you got to talk to him at all yet?
No.
So how did you grow up in Kenosha and not become a Packers fan?
It just happened that way. You know, it was really hard for me just to be a fan of one team just because I like so many different players, and you know, this is how it happened.
Getting a feel for what's going to be asked of you in this defense, what are a couple of the things you're going to concentrate on in the next couple of months as a ramp up to training camp?
Definitely get my head in the playbook, trying to understand terminology and the schemes of everything.
You'll go against the Chargers pretty early in the season. You and Melvin already talked about that?
You guys already started to go back and forth on that, or what?
Yeah.
And what's the talk like?
We'll see. We'll see.
Where are the similarities between that one and this one? Where are the things you look at it
say, I already know how to do this and it's already fit?
Just, you know, how they play their corners. You know, press man, bump and run. That's something, you know, we do, you know, faithfully at Michigan State. And, you know, I'll probably be asked to do a little more here. But, I mean, that's something we also did as well at Michigan State. We installed a whole bunch of things that we didn't even use. But, you know, we had them in the game plan, and we were made familiar with them.
Trey, what happened when you broke your leg as a senior in high school?
Kick return. Guy tagged me from behind, just fell on my leg, weird, broke it.
At that point, with the timing of that, were you not even probably thinking about the NFL, but did you even wonder about your college career maybe kind of being in doubt a little bit there at that point?
No, I mean, honestly, I didn't even know my leg was broke. You know, it happened. You can ask my mom. Like, I tried getting up, but, you know, once I realized that I couldn't get up, that's when I knew something was serious. But, you know, once the doctor had said, you know, I'll be okay, I'll be able to play football again, I talked to my physical therapist, and, you know, we had a goal, and that was to run outdoor track. And, you know, that's what we did.
What did it mean that Michigan State kind of stuck by you and said, you know, we still want you here?
It meant a lot. You know, they called me, you know, the day after, and then, you know, they said, you know, we're going to stick by you. We're going to get through this together, and you know, everything worked out.
You were a good baseball player. Was there ever a time you thought you might go pro baseball rather than pro football?
I thought about it. I never really thought about it seriously until I think my junior year. My baseball coach asked me if I was going to take it serious because he thought I had the potential to potentially get drafted. And, you know, football is my passion. This is what I love to do. And, you know, I got ejected for two games because I ran over the catcher. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, I just out of frustration. So, I mean, obviously, you know, I had to stick with football. You know, this is something I grew up watching. You know, I love playing. So, you know, I just had to follow my dream.
The Vikings, when they introduced you, talked about your character and all that kind of stuff. How important is it having that character when you hear all these stories in the NFL about all these players having problems and what have you?
You know, it's really important, but, you know, that goes way back to, you know, my family and how I was raised. You know, my parents were hard on me and my brother. My dad was actually my guidance counselor, and, you know, they kept us out of trouble, and, you know, they raised us right. And, you know, I owe all that to them.
Time for two more.
Good.